Number one for hip hop. If like you was confused before, let me make it clear. We're something like a big deal in the foe. Power 98.
Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse.
What the f*** wrong with Burby is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor news. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Good morning to you. 550 here in the Carolinas. 59 degrees as you walk outside this morning with a high of 86. Going to be clear and nice all day long. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, holding things down in the madhouse as No Limit Larry is out. He is on vacation. I was alone yesterday, but not today. I got my brother with me in the building. Good morning, Burpee.
I say good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
And one more time.
Good morning.
What's going on, Bert?
What's happening, Jeff?
How you doing?
We bike.
We are back. You were out at Grambling. How was that?
Man, that was amazing. That was amazing. It was a great show from beginning to end. Shout out to Boss Lady Nay, Big Baby, Darren Brand, Drink, Nav Green, Kelly Kells. It was a, man, that was a dope show.
Yes, it is homecoming season. A lot of HBCUs, a lot of schools celebrating homecomings. A lot of homecomings have been canceled, but some of them are still going on. Was Grambling's fully going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
They was in that thing packed.
Yeah.
It was about 1,500 students in there.
I know Norfolk State is this weekend as well, and theirs is not canceled. So a lot of people making it to the 757 this weekend for that one.
Yeah, we're letting everybody get theirs out the way before the big one.
But yours is canceled. Like, parts of yours are canceled as well. Yours being A&T.
Not canceled. They have, like, strict protocol.
But they cancel some of the events, right?
Some of the events, yeah.
Yeah, some of the events are canceled.
They've canceled, and they...
And then the ones that they're keeping are, you have a protocol
right,
for.
Right.
That's the same thing that's happened over at Johnson C. Smith. A lot of the activities, especially for alumni, are canceled, but they are going to do some student events with strict protocol around them. So, yep, you got to keep an eye on that. Also, it is the holiday season. You know, Mr. Incognito's wife, she loves Christmas. He was telling us that she's already put up the Christmas tree.
Ain't even Halloween yet.
She was already there for it. PlayStation 5, that is another hot ticket item this holiday season. Mm-hmm. People are still fighting to get their hands on PlayStation 5. Well, Sony is doing something for those families, giving them an opportunity to buy a PlayStation 5 directly from them.
Oh, wow.
So if you all are still looking for a PlayStation 5, go to our website, power98fm.com. I have all the details on how you might be able to get your hands on a PlayStation 5 this holiday season. But it brings me to this question, Burp. When do you start your holiday shopping?
December 24th.
Really?
Yeah. I'm one of those.
Wow.
I'm one of those. I start late. Real late.
I used to be like that. But I'm getting a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I'm out throughout the year and I see something, I'm like, oh, so-and-so might like that. I'll pick it up just so that I can go ahead and have it for Christmas.
Yeah, no.
My brother has already started. Mm-hmm. He's already started his Christmas shopping. I'll probably be starting in like the next week or so, especially seeing as a lot of things are on delay and it's hard to find a lot of things
right
now.
Right.
So
I can't wait that long. I can't hold a gift that long. I'll lose it.
Really?
Yeah. I'll lose it or forget where I put it. If I'm trying to hide it from the girls or hide it from somebody, I will definitely lose it.
You gotta take it to somebody else's house.
I'm still gonna forget about it.
one central location?
Who house is this gift
at? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I know I brought it.
Well, I would encourage all of you all to get your holiday shopping done early this year, as there are delays with the mailing system and delays with supplies, which makes it hard to even make the gifts. So go ahead and pick it up when you see it. Today is Friday, October 15th. We have a great show planned for you. Of course, we're kicking things off with our Madhouse question of the day. We're going to go over things that are popping off this weekend. This weekend happens. We're going to let you shine the light on people. I got your nosy neighbor news 20 minutes past the hour, and at 7:24 with a chance for you to win. Miss Incognito has the mix. Burpee has his thoughts. We're going to be roll calling. And your first time for you to win $500 in the Half a G for Me contest is at 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening out for that money word. And speaking of money, we got a $75 gift certificate up for grabs and a family four-pack of tickets to the Renaissance Festival. So we got a lot to take care of this
morning.
We
got something for you, baby.
Let's start the morning off. Here's your inspirational word coming from Pastor R.J. Davis.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. As a child, I remember being annoyed when my favorite TV show was interrupted for a 30-second test of the emergency broadcast system. Well, I've come to learn that those emergency tests are a lot like trials that come in our lives. They're unscheduled and unwelcome interruptions that always seem to come at the worst possible times. But unlike the test patterns of the TV, life's trials don't end after 30 seconds. They can last for days, weeks, even years, and the exact reason for them may never be completely clear to us. However, understand this, trials are indispensable to our spiritual growth. In fact, we cannot grow as we should without them. So don't try to run from the trials in your life. Remember, it's your test that leads to your testimony. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Morning Madhouse. Power 98.
601 here in the Carolinas, 60 degrees as you walk outside with a high of 86. Today is Friday, October 15th. It's time for us to get into our Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
And the Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by the Millennium Tour. You can keep listening for your chance to win Millennium Tour tickets featuring Omarion, Bow Wow, Pretty Ricky, Yin Yang Twins, Soulja Boy, and Ashanti. Is going down this Sunday, October 17th at the Spectrum Center. Go to power98fm.com for more details and your chance to win meet and greet passes. All right, using the hashtag MadhouseQOTD, speaking of the Millennium Tour, we want to know, who are you looking forward to the most to seeing at the Millennium Tour? Ooh. Last time they came, Yin Yang Twins took it down.
Crazy.
Took it. I mean, every song they played, banger. You hear me?
Yeah.
So, man. I don't know. It's between them and Bow Wow. I ain't even gonna hold you. Bow Wow, that's my time. That's
really?
My era. So, Bow Wow, he got bangers too. So, I want to see Yin Yang and Bow Wow.
So, I agree with you, Bert. Last year, Yin Yang, they were phenomenal.
I mean,
they killed that stage. So, I'm very excited about seeing Yin Yang. But, for what this person did during that time, if he comes out and does that... Big Draco.
I knew you was going to say
it. I need to see Soulja Boy.
He's not the same, though. He don't act the same
anymore. If he comes out and he does what he did when he first hit it, if he gives
dancing
me Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy was a fool when he came out now.
You know, if he gives me that.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy all the way. So I will say this. I am very interested in seeing Soulja Boy and seeing what he is going to do.
I knew it was going to be the ratchet part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Jessica's all about the ratchet.
I cannot wait. So listen, we want to hear from you. Who do you want to see at the Millennium Tour? Omarion, Bow Wow, Yin Yang Twins, Soulja Boy, Pretty Ricky, Ashanti. Who are you the most excited about seeing? Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at not just burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. It's our Madhouse question of the day.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie is being brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Walk to End Alzheimer's is going down on Saturday, October 23rd. Walk with us at Truist Field, or you can walk from home. Go to power98fm.com for more details about that. Bill Cosby, y'all. He is being sued. It's over an encounter that happened back in 1990. A woman by the name of Lily Bernard, she's an artist from L.A. She filed this lawsuit. She claims that Bill drugged and raped her after promising to be her mentor. She says that she decided to do the lawsuit after Bill Cosby was released from prison on sexual assault charges. We'll see how this one plays out. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. That's your boy Lord. That get it shawty. He actually performed at the Millennium Tour the last time it was in town. He did that.
Is he showing up? Is he pulling up to this?
I don't see his name on anything for this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This one, this go around, I don't know. Ain't no telling. But yeah, he killed the stage last time that he was here. So that goes along with our Madhouse question of the day, which is what, Burp?
We want to know, who are you looking forward to seeing the most at the Millennium Tour this Sunday? And I said Yin Yang and Bow Wow. Shard got hits now. Shard Moss got hits.
You know, one of my favorite songs of all time is Shorty Like Mine.
Oh, that's a gift.
I love that song.
That's a classic.
Yeah, so.
And what's the joint with Chris Brown?
That's Shorty Like Mine.
With Omarion.
I don't know.
He got Shorty Like Mine. He got Like You with Ciara.
Mm-hmm.
The boy got some hits.
Yeah, he does. Bow Wow definitely has some hits. I'm going with Yin Yang Twins, of course, but I'm also interested in seeing Soulja Boy. I'm excited about seeing Soulja Boy.
Big Draco.
Especially if he gives us Soulja Boy from the 2000s, like when he first hit.
He do too many drugs now.
Ooh, child.
Did I say that?
Ooh, child. I'm excited to see that one. You did say that.
Oh.
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica at Just Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. If you are going to the Millennium Tour, who are you the most excited to see? And even if you're not going, which one of the artists do you like the best? Let us know at Hey Miss Jessica at Just Burpee. That's our Madhouse question of the day. Coming up, we got the Weekend Haps in your throwback jam of the morning. Keep it locked. We're the Madhouse here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Oh my God, it's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's the weekend. It's the weekend. It's the weekend.
It's time for us to check in, find out what's popping in the Carolinas this weekend. The Weekend Haps are being brought to you by Round 5 of the Power 98 Soul of the Queen City Bracket Challenge. It has started. We're down to two restaurants. Log on to power98fm.com and vote for your favorite soul food restaurant. And your favorite spot could win a $5,000 advertising campaign. What you got, Bert?
All right. Y'all know I like going to the movies. And coming out this weekend, a lot of people are talking about this movie. Today, Halloween Kills drops today. That's the new Halloween movie with Michael Myers. Jamie Lee Curtis is starring in that one. And will this be the last one? I mean, damn. How long is this man going to be alive? But also, it's some high school football games going on over the weekend. The playoffs are slowly approaching. So we're waiting to see what Huff does. Kannapolis and Concord, they are playing over the weekend. Let's see. Chambers. They have a game this weekend also. So y'all make sure y'all check these games out. The Butler Bulldogs will play. They're playing the Richmond Raiders at Memorial Stadium. Yep. So y'all check that out.
Oh, this is the second time they played them, I think.
Second time?
I believe so.
Oh, I take that back. That was old. That was on August 28th. Butler is not taking on Richmond at Memorial Stadium. A lot of games going on.
Okay. All right. As far as music, Young Thug dropped Punk overnight, so you all can check that one out. New music from Young Thug is called Punk. And this weekend, we are all over Lituations. Okay, so tonight, DJ Butterfingers, Von Yetta, they are broadcasting live for Ladies Night at Lituations. Tomorrow, it's the 99s and 2000s party going down. Von Yetta and Butterfingers will be back for that one. And then on Sunday, I'm in the building for the football tailgate party. That one is kicking off at 12 p.m. We're going to be watching some football, having some fun. Got some giveaways for that one, so make sure you check me out. I'll be out there. That one's kicking off at 12 o'clock, but I'll be out there from 3 until 5. And then after that, we are making our way on over to Spectrum for the Millennium Tour. The Millennium Tour going down this Sunday. Don't worry, we still have some tickets that we are giving out. And also, you can log on to our website, power98fm.com, and register to win those meet and greet passes. That's things that's popping off in the Queen City. If you missed anything, log on to our website, power98fm.com. We have it all waiting for you there. Coming up, we shining the light on people that are doing great things in the world. That's coming up in the top of the hour here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning. 707 in the Carolinas, 60 degrees as you walk outside with a high of 86. You're listening to The Morning Madhouse. That's music from Normani and Cardi B. It's called Wild Side. Now is the time. It's my favorite time of the morning. You know, spread some love. Shine the light on people that are doing great things in the world. It could be your mama, could be your sister, your brother, your uncle, your auntie, or your who, Burpin?
Shout out to your daddy!
Let's get to it. Let's shine the light on
them. Shining from a mile. Queen City, put the shine on the crown.
Let's go.
Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine big flossing.
Shine, shine, shine,
yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you... My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. This is Coach Michelle. I just wanted to let it shine for my pal cheerleaders. All of them have competition tomorrow. Girls, good job. Congratulations. And go for number one.
There it is. Good luck to you, ladies.
Power 98, good morning. You want to let somebody shine?
Yep, good morning, good morning. Already know it's CC. Don't put the E's in it. But let me let my kids shine today. Because when I tell you they be on their best behavior today, shout out to Caleb, Zoe, and Leary. All right, then, go ahead, baby. I ain't mad this week.
There it is. Shout out to them. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
What's up, Miss Jessica? This is Star Child.
What's going on, Star Child? How you doing? And all my buddies over there at the Boys and Girls Club.
They are doing great. I'm the head of the alumni for the Boys and Girls Club now, Miss Jessica.
Wow, congratulations to you. That is awesome. You're very deserving of that honor in that position. Yep. You do a lot of great work over there.
Yeah, I want to shine the light on y'all this morning. Sometimes you got to shine the light on yourself. And I think the light should go to Power 98. A lot of people around the city, they know my cousin. She was recently murdered in Hickory, North Carolina. And No Limit Larry and Power 98, y'all been helping me spread the word to get justice for her, justice for India.
There it is. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And prayers out to your entire family.
Power 98, you letting somebody shine this morning?
Good morning, King.
Hey, what's happening?
Good morning, Miss April. Who you trying to shine the light on?
This morning, I'm letting the light shine on Don, Destiny, Zion, and Syria, And to you guys, I'm letting y'all shine like a shiner, but especially shout out to my daddy.
Daddy. Power 98, good boy. Who you trying to let shine?
Oh, this is all the CCTV, not shine. See, she be calling my man outside, but Jessica.
Yes.
Can you let me get back. Can you hear me? Bill Blanchard said I'm looking back, and Trouble said I'm looking back, and Blanchard said I'm looking back, and Pharmacy said I'm looking back, and the Treasure said I'm looking back, and the Exit said I'm looking back, and Blanchard said I'm looking back, please.
Yeah, I got you. Amai, guess what?
What?
What you want to hear?
I want the song, the two chain, you're the baddest one, blue, because brown.
You the baddest one. We got you, Amad. You have a great weekend. We're going to get that one on just for Amad. Hey, listen, coming up, I got your Nosy Neighbor News with a chance for you to win a $75 gift certificate courtesy of the CW's Legends of the Hidden Temple. That's all coming your way next here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98. Good morning.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Big station, big energy. Where the plugs plug.
It's Power 98. It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, coming up, I got your Nosy Neighbor News. Let's see. Megan Thee Stallion just announced a new partnership, something new that she's working on. Got details about that. Pharrell having more problems in Virginia. Got that story on the way for you. And Nick Cannon is working with somebody new. Who is it?
New?
Yep.
John Blunt. Working with somebody new.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent.
50 Cent? Find out who it is coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, October 15th, being brought to you by Lituations. I'm going to be hanging out for Lituations football tailgate going down this Sunday. The event starts at 12 p.m. Food trucks, special guests, big screen TVs, and giveaways. Log on to power98fm.com for more details about that. Megan Thee Stallion is teaming up with Popeyes for something new. The hottie is getting ready to launch her new Megan Thee Stallion hottie sauce at the fast food restaurant. She also revealed that she is actually a franchise owner. Meg's hot sauce will be available on October 19th. Soulja Boy is a man that does not hold back on his opinion about pretty much everything. Recently, he called out NBA YoungBoy's fans, Tyga and Famous Dex on social media. He tweeted, YB fans, gay AF. Tyga fell off. Famous Dex fell off. Earlier this week, he even called out Tyga for his arrest over his alleged altercation with his ex. Soulja said, will somebody tell Tyga that he cannot put his hands on females? Crazy man. Broke A.N. What's wrong with you? Mm-mm-mm. All right. A Virginia hotel has declined a show from Pharrell Williams that would have featured comedian Dave Chappelle. Bruce Thompson, the owner of the Cavalier Hotel, says that he's concerned about how Chappelle's content could cause problems. Chappelle is still under fire for jokes that he made on his latest Netflix comedy special, The Closer. The show Pharrell intended to do was for his cousin, Donovan Lynch, who was shot and killed by a Virginia Beach police officer who claimed that he had a firearm. I am not surprised by this story at all. All right. The Queen Bee, Little Kim, has a new manager, and his name is Nick Cannon. Kim revealed the news during a recent interview and revealed that she's actually been friends with Nick Cannon for 2 decades. She also says that it was Nick that made her get into acting. She's a part of Cannon's upcoming film, Miracle Across 125th Street. So, Nick Cannon is now representing Little Kim. SZA just announced an intimate group of Good Days fall shows. The stops will kick off in Houston, Texas on November 3rd and hit up six other cities for a special performance by SZA. Now, SZA says this is not a tour. She's going to be singing songs in multiple cities a night at a time. SZA's new album is supposed to drop soon, and these shows will help promote her sophomore album. Happy birthday to Ginuwine and Keisha Cole. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
It's Friday. Burpee's in here. He's locked and loaded. It's time for Shots Fired.
They shooting.
Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. Fire ass up like a Glock 9.
Like a Glock 9.
Hey, Burpee, feel a type of way? Yeah. We putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
You big dummy. They shooting.
Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. Bow. The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Jessica, what's up?
What's going on?
Welcome. It's Friday. It's one of my favorite days of the week. I'm back in go mode. I'm back in the studio. Let's get right into it. Stacey Dash came out and said that she had a pill addiction, and she's been clean and sober for 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Congratulations, Stacey Dash. But just 2 damn years ago, you was a Republican and didn't even want to identify as black. So you were sober when you didn't want to be in the culture no more? Nah, Jessica, we don't need her. We need to kick her ass out of the culture anyway. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Now you need to get back on a cup of pill or two so you can be accepted by us, the community, the colored folk, the Negro culture, because we don't like, wasn't it just 1.5 years ago when she got arrested for whooping her white husband's ass? Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
If you was on pills, alcohol, whatever you was on, you still gonna be black in the eyes of the law enforcement, Stacey Dash. Shut your stupid ass up. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Next on the list, Kyrie Irving. Everybody's making a big deal about him not wanting to take the vaccine, and he not gonna play if he can't go to certain cities where you have to be vaccinated to even go to the state. Why are we shocked? This is the same man who said the earth was flat. It's clear that all his screws ain't on too tight. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
I ain't trusted Kyrie Irving ever since he started growing that afro. I don't know what it is about that fro, Jessica, but the fro don't grow right. It's like he only picked one side of the fro. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
No man that done had a full-grown mustache and goatee since they were 16 years old. I don't trust nobody, and that's him. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Kyrie
Irving, it's obvious you need to team back up with LeBron James so you can get your mind right and win basketball games and another championship. You're not going to do it alone. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Damn.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
You got it locked to the plug. Power 98.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's a Friday fun day. This guy is going to be in the city. So excited to have him on the line with us. Burpee, tell everyone who it is.
Man, we got one of the comedy greats, comedy gods on the phone, Mr. George Wilborn. What's happening?
Hello,
what up? Good morning, Jazz Burp. How y'all doing?
Absolutely wonderful.
Wake y'all ass up. I'm in your town. I've been here since Tuesday because I didn't trust none of the airlines. I've been walking around your city. I'm going to the Woolly Worm Festival later on down the street. I have had so much fun since I've been here. I'm so excited to be here because I've been trying to get here for the last 2 years. The pandemic set us back. I couldn't get here. The show got canceled. I'm coming to one of the best comedy chains in the absolute world, in the comedy zone, with some of the best staff, like my boy Ted Gavin over there, the GM. It's got everything set up for this weekend. So I'm telling you guys, I'm totally, totally stoked about being right here and relieving y'all stress this weekend.
So, George, what are the times for your show this weekend?
I think it's 7:30 and 9:30. It's two shows, but you know, I smoke reefer, so don't quote me.
Not reefer
on the time.
Not reefer.
That's right. I'm old school. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no loud. I don't want no bubonic. I just regular old reefer. You know what I'm saying? Something that no crime connected to it. You know, I don't want you to put it on no blunts and no cigarettes. Ain't about to put it in no aluminum foil and all that. Just regular old tops. Roll them up.
That's
and
it.
Sit on the porch, man. That's I can't it. Wait to bring y'all all this old school fun and relieving y'all stress. It's been a whole year. A whole year been doing all this stuff. I had to change our whole life, doing everything in Zoom. I thought this call was going to be a Zoom. I'm stressed. Fully. From the waist up. No pants
stressed
on.
Out.
No drawers on. I've been working like this for the last 2 years. About 19 pants. About 19 shirts, no pants in the last year and a half. None.
Now, George, first of all, I'm excited about you being here in the Comedy Zone, just being a comedian and knowing who you are and watching your work for the last, I don't know how many years. I'm excited to see you. But how has your style of comedy changed within the last 5 years, with people being so soft nowadays and everything being offensive to people?
But you got to understand, I've been doing this 30-plus years.
Uh-huh.
You know, I come from the south side of Chicago. When I started comedy, one of the first comedians that I met and befriended and ended up being friends with was Bernie Mac, Dale Gibbons. We all came up together in mm-hmm. Southside, you know, doing open mics and being ourselves and growing as comedians. So I've never been a comedian. The great Dave Chappelle has just freed the slaves in a lot of ways when it comes to comedians, but I've always been willing to say what I believe is the truth. In my truth and relieving stress and doing comedy, I think comedians have to hold that, you know, to their heart and to their craft. And we owe that to our audience. I can't cheat the audience, because if I can't say the things that they want to say and they can't say, then what am I there for? Mm-hmm. So we're going to laugh, and my comedy hasn't changed one bit. If anything, I'm more brazen in saying how I feel about whatever it is that I think will make people laugh, give some people some relief, some mental relief, some stress relief. And I always, until the day I die, I'll always probably do comedy just that way.
George, let me ask you this, because you do have so many years in the game. What is your advice to the up and coming comedians out there, especially with this whole cancel culture that's on the rise for comedians?
I would shudder thinking that how would be trying to be a comedian in this day and age starting out. But I would tell you the same thing that I was told. Be original. Do mm-hmm. your own work. Mm-hmm. Get on stage. Stage time. Do not get caught up in the cancel culture and all of that. I know it's easier to say, but you have to be true to yourself as an artist. What does your audience want to hear? How do we make them laugh? How do we make them forget about some of their problems for 2 hours? That's what you're going to have to do as a comedian this day. And it is a little easier because it's a little harder because you got the cancel culture. But you know what? Hell, your ass was canceled before, you know? I'm sure you've been canceled before with something. So don't even worry about it. Do your stuff as a comedian and hone your craft and do your own stuff.
Yeah, George, how did you make the transformation from stand-up comedian saying whatever you wanted to say to radio when you first started out doing radio?
There is no transformation. I just can't curse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I still right. say exactly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What up, right? For the most part, because I don't have a persona. You know, George Wilborn, I'm not talking, you know, in third person. I'm just saying me as a person, as a comedian, is the same person that you're going to get on radio, you're going to get on TV, mm-hmm. unless it's doing a script. You know, I don't have an act. I present an experience in having people laugh. And in that way, I have to be true to myself and not care about all the stuff that other people care about. I've never been that kind of comedian. So I work without a net. I talk about things that I think people want to talk about. I talk about things that I want to talk about that's funny to me. I engage with my audience. I have a really, really wonderful time having fun with my audience and without picking on them and making them the butt of the jokes. So So if I'm picking with you, then if you're not laughing harder than everybody else in the room, then I did it wrong, you know. And these are some of the things that I just love about doing comedy and relieving stress, man. You have to really try to just stay true to who you are as a stand-up comic, and I won't change that.
Right. So that's what we can expect from you this weekend on stage. We're going to expect that, George.
You're going to get that, George. Believe me. In fact, one of these shows I'm going to do it. I haven't done this in many years. Totally Commando.
I'm going to show you which I'm not going to tell you which show it is, but one
of the four shows, either one of the shows tonight or one of the shows tomorrow, if you look real close, you will understand that I'm trying to relieve stress in several ways.
This might be the first comedy show I have my back to the stage, because I don't think I want to see this.
Sit in the corner, Burke.
You better get tickets for all the shows.
No, I'm going to be outside. Jessica, you can go.
I'm going.
Okay. It's just incredible, though, man. You know how tough it's been. You know that, you know, different states, I've been going around the country, and different states have different ways that they have dealt with the pandemic. But one thing about it is that we all need relief. You know what I'm saying? We've been at home with our loved ones. Some of us, you know, we've been split up with people. We got the new people that's in our lives, because you know what? Every day with the same person. Yeah, I love you, but do I love you every day? You want me the house. You know, what we've been dealing with. And so I'm glad I get to go to Comedy Zone, because people are now get a chance to get that out of their system. You know, we got to get mentally back in, tapped in here to our society. And I think laughter is the key to us healing ourselves and getting back to a normal space.
You can get all of that this weekend with George Wilburn at the Comedy Show. We think it's a 7:30 and a 9:30 show. One of them shows is going to be Commando.
That's right. She's going to be at all four shows.
My old man going to be going, why are you staring so hard? I'm trying to figure out something. Don't worry about it. Thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to see you this weekend.
Definitely.
Thank you. You all come on out and bring your mama. It's the official George Wilburn Stress Reliever. Bring your mama to it. Your mama remember me from Def Jam BET. So the sisters and brothers, y'all come, but make sure you bring your mama.
Bring your mama.
The plug, the connection. We are always connected to the major outlet. We always charged up. It's the plug. Power 98.
Power 98 show is plug for new hip hop and R&B. We got another one on the line. It's also going to be here in the Queen City this weekend doing her thing on the stage. Who is it, Bert?
We got my girl, my sister, my homie, my friend, B. Simone. What up, boo?
Hi, how you doing?
What's going on, Miss B. Simone? You still looking for a boyfriend?
I am. I've been looking for 3 months now. I had one, but girl, he slipped out the cracks quick.
Wait now. Hold on. Don't be looking too fast now. Go enjoy your life. Go ahead and get your whole phase out.
No, I already did that. 2019.
B. Simone, you're going to be performing at the Comedy Zone this weekend. Tell us about the show.
Yes, I will be there Sunday performing with Tyler Chronicles. He's opening for me. It's going to be amazing.
Have shows been picking back up for you ever since the world opened back up a little bit? Because we had shut down for a while, and we know that you still do.
Absolutely.
Video.
Yeah, I've been back on the road. I'm on the Littest. The Lit AF tour. The Lit AF tour with Martin Lawrence. I'm actually in Memphis tonight, so this is my first time back on stage with him. I'm so excited, so nervous, but I'll be in Charlotte, headed to Charlotte on Saturday, and the show is on Sunday.
B. Simone, girl, you stay in the news. They stay trying to cancel B. Simone most recently for something that I personally thought was genius on your end, this close friends list. So, first of all, how did that go, your close friends list? Last time I checked, I think you said you had a little over 3,000 people that signed up to be on your close friends list on Instagram. But also, what do you think about always turn around and they, like, cancel B. Simone?
I think it's amazing. They did it to Michael Jackson. They did it to Whitney Houston. They did it to every legend. If you're not getting talked about, then you're pointless. Nobody's worried about nobody that's not doing anything. So I think, I'm going to just keep being me, and the people that it's for will gravitate towards me, but the people that it's not for, I'm not doing it for y'all.
Okay, stop trying to cancel my girl now. Keep doing your thing, B. Simone, because if anybody has had your back, it's been your boy.
It's who?
It's been your boy.
I already know. Y'all show so much love.
Y'all gotta come to the show. I'm nervous. Thinking about it.
Nervous. Beast Simone, how did first of all, how did you even come up with this idea of the close friends list, and how did it go for you?
Oh my God. So the idea came about because I actually had a close friend, and it was only like 40 people, like really like my close friends that I know in real life, you know? And I went to Cabo, and I was like, this is so lit, this is so fun. And one of my business partners was just like, we should open it up to the public. I was like, really? Like, you think? She's like, yeah, I mean, let's just see what happens. If 5 people sign up, 5 sign up. If 50 people sign up, 50 people sign up. And it ended up being almost close to 3,000 people. We charged people $9.99, and they just came on my trip with me, and I made it like a movie. It was entertaining. It was funny. It was lit. It was nothing that I wouldn't care to be leaked, because I didn't trust all them people. I was like, this could be on the shade room. You never know.
Someone in the madhouse actually copied you. He not here.
Right.
Larry. But someone did.
That's lit. I think everybody should try it. Everybody should do it. There's a market for it. I mean, if people want to see you and they're intrigued in your life, why not give them a show and entertain them? That's what I am. I'm a comedian. I'm an entertainer. I'm an actor. So I made it like a mini movie. It was really, really fun.
Well, in his mind, he famous. Well, he think people really care about what he doing on his close friend page. But it ain't that deep. It ain't that deep over here.
That is so funny.
B, what made you choose Tyler to open up for you with your show?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was just in Baltimore. So I usually get on the road with just me. That's my girl. She's helped me so much. She's another woman who I just think is phenomenal in the comedy game. We come from two different worlds, and she's just a legend to me. And my last show in Baltimore, she couldn't make it. So I was like, Tyler, man, come open. Like, I'll pay you for, you know, for your time, and da, da, da. And he came, and he killed it. I was like, having a male with me. And Tyler's been with me since the beginning. He's helped me punch up my jokes. Mm-hmm. He'll sit with me and help me write, you know. And I just love the dynamic of having a male on stage, too, because the guys in the audience be like, my girl drugged me out. I ain't even trying to be here, man. You know, they laugh and stuff, but right. It's good to see a male's perspective. And, you know, just me, she still comes on the road with me, but she couldn't make this show either. So, you know, I'm like, Tyler, come on. And I love Tyler Chronicles. He's helped me so much, and he's so funny. He's so funny.
And he's so cute, that's too.
Oh, Lord.
You know I love Tyler. That's my buddy.
I know.
B. Simone gonna be doing her thing at the Comedy Zone. Tell everybody in the Carolinas to come out.
Yes, y'all, please be there. The baby girls, the baby boys, the single men. If you are single, you can come, but I can't fight, so don't be looking at me. I got merch after. It's a free meet and greet after the show, so I'm so excited. I'm so, so excited to see y'all. I will be there Sunday.
Thank you, Miss B. Simone.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, guys. I love y'all. Thank you so much.
Topic. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending, yeah. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets, that's a hashtag, yeah. New hip hop and R&B, that's a hashtag, yeah. Power 98 the plug, no we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it, that's that.
That's right. It's time for us to check in, find out what's trending across the nation, across the net. First, Burpee, what is trending topics being brought to us by?
It's being brought to you by our broadcast, our Saturday broadcast at Lituations. Make sure y'all join Power 98 this Saturday, a.k.a. tomorrow, for the 99-2000s bash at Lituations with T-Mac. It's hosted by Vanyetta and Butterfingers. Ladies, you get in free before 12 with heels on. Go to Power98FM.com for more info.
So during the holiday season, I know a lot of people look forward to the whole pumpkin spice thing. But my close friends, they're like, they look forward to those little Debbie Christmas trees.
Pumpkin spice.
They love those little Debbie Christmas cakes. The Christmas tree cakes?
Yeah.
You know which ones I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Do you like those?
No.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Man, shout out to my homegirl, Jamie. She absolutely loves them. Well, if you are a fan of the Christmas tree cakes coming from Little Debbie, I got some good news for you. This year, you will be able to get that in the form of ice cream. Mm-hmm. Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes ice cream is coming to Walmart. This is the first time that the holiday treat will be in the form of ice cream, and you'll be able to pick that up at Walmart beginning on November 1st.
All right, trending out of here in these streets, man. I don't know if y'all watch baseball, but the Los Angeles Dodgers, they're headed to the National League Championship Series after they beat the San Francisco Giants 2-1 in Game 5. A lot of people thought the Giants were going to win. Also, the Houston Astros play the Boston Red Sox in the ALCS. And these are the final four teams left in basketball determined.
Baseball.
What'd I say?
Basketball.
I meant baseball. You know, we don't really do sports, that sport like that.
What? My grandma is sitting at home right now watching baseball.
Listen, black people will know watch that. Baseball, in, especially in October when the playoffs start. So these are the final four teams that will determine who goes to the World Series. So y'all, make sure y'all keep up on that. I got my money on the Red Sox and the Braves.
Okay.
That's how I got my money.
All right. Those are your trending topics of the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.